Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born a Royal Bachelors podcast. This is my third episode of the week, and as promised, today we are going to be doing the 10 new gadgets being released into Brawl Stars right now. So this is fantastic news. We're going to get some new gameplay, and yeah, I am looking very much forward to all of the new gadgets being added into the game. No matter how bad or good they are, they're always going to shake up gameplay, so I really enjoy when gadgets get added into the game. So yeah, with that being said, thank you guys so much for your support. Remember to share this podcast with your friends, your family, anyone who really plays Brawl Stars, and help me out. And yeah, with that being said, let's get right into today's episode. It's going to be a very, very good episode with so many brand new things coming out. Here we go. Alright guys, so we're going to get right into today's episode of 10 new gadgets being leaked by Ash Brawl Stars. So huge shout out to Talking Useless from Reddit for sharing this information with me. So yeah, thanks so much to Talking Useless. Huge thanks to you. So the first gadget coming into Brawl Stars is going to be for Stu. So if you haven't checked out my episode yesterday, you'll know that Stu lost his knockback ability. So let's see what his gadget is. This is my first time reading them all with you. So Stu's next super bashes through walls, making pieces of the wall fly at enemies on the other side. Each piece deals 500 damage. So, this gadget might be really interesting, especially since Stu has trouble hitting people behind walls. Most brawlers have this, and it could really have a lot of value if you have zero drag on. It's just going to create massive amounts of damage to the person behind the wall. So yeah, I don't know if this gadget is going to be better than Speed Zone. We'll have to see, because that extra speed from Stu is just so, so good. I mean, I just can't really say anything else, because who doesn't want speed? And this gadget, I mean, it might be better in Showdown, but then again, the Speed Totem not only provides speed, but it also acts as a shield for non-piercing units. So I don't know how good this one will be. The logistics seem nice. I mean, like breaking walls and bashing through walls, and every single piece deals 500 damage. But I just don't know the actual how good this will actually be, because it might be pretty trash, like Vengeful Spirits. And I was really, really hoping that Stu's next super would create knockback or something like that. Just something to bring Stu back into the meta. Because Stu, again, is a very, very fun brawler. So the second gadget is coming to Gale. So Gale's gadget is Gale uses his leaf blower to create a local tornado, which will push away any enemies that try to pass it. So this is very, very interesting. Instead of creating a jump pad, he's going to be creating a tornado, which will most likely act like his super, I would say, but maybe it will last on the map for maybe a longer time. We have no idea how big it's going to be, but hopefully it's going to be kind of like a big tornado, pushes people back. And yeah, I think this is definitely going to help Gale out a lot. Though again, I just don't know if this will be better than his Springtrap gadget. Because again, his Springtrap gadget is still very useful for mobility and getting up the map. So I don't know if this will be better than his Springtrap gadget. Okay, bless me. But yeah, definitely very excited for this new gadget. Sounds very, very cool. As you'll see with these gadgets coming down, they're all pretty unique. So definitely, definitely, this is going to be pretty cool. So the third gadget is coming to Ruff. So the gadget description is Ruff's calls for air backup. It targets a large area at the closest enemy and deals 700 damage with each hit. So this was actually teased in the Brawl Talk, so I believe each of them spawns about like five, kind of like Penny's last blast, not last blast, Captain's Compass. And so it'll come down on the nearest enemy and hit them for 700 damage each. So this might not be as good as the sandbags, but still, by the looks of it, this gadget sounds really, really strong. I don't know why, but it just sounds pretty strong, because not only will it fire as many little like meteors or whatever down, it'll also knock them back. So this will be very useful on not only heist maps, but also on Brawl Ball, where you could just knock an enemy back. And I'm pretty sure this doesn't take as long as a Primo gadget. So it might be, it just might be better than a Primo gadget. We'll have to wait and see, but hopefully this will be a good gadget for Colonel Ruffs, because right now he's lacking some sort of damage, some sort of special capability other than his power up. So yeah, that's the third gadget. Moving on to the fourth gadget. This gadget is coming to Spike. So Spike is going to be, Spike creates a cactus with 3,500 health to give him and his allies cover. When destroyed, it bursts and heals all allies around it for 1,000 health. So I have no idea if piercing opponents can pierce through this. It probably will be able to, but this gadget sounds very, very strong. It's probably going to be better than its first gadget, which is Popping Pincushion. Definitely stay tuned to this podcast, because in the future I might be doing an even more in-depth podcast explaining every single one of these gadgets. Again, this is just a very light, superficial teaser. So it will burst and heal allies all around it for 1,000 health. So this is going to be amazing. It's going to be better than Popping Pincushion. It might even be one of the top 20 gadgets, I would say. And there are, what, 90-something gadgets in the game? Maybe like 70-something gadgets in the game? This is going to be a very, very strong gadget, especially for a brawler like Spike. Spike is already kind of meta, top 20, top 15, one could even say. And so with this, he's gonna become even better. We might be seeing a Spike meta, because if you listened to my podcast yesterday, you know that it's time for the Poco Double Tank, and Spike is one of the best Poco Double Tank counters. So yeah, this gadget looks really promising and looks really, really strong. So the next gadget is coming to Sandy. Just a slight reminder, we're already halfway through all of the new gadgets. So Sandy's next attack makes the opponent fall asleep for 1.5 seconds. They will, however, wake up from any damage. So basically, Sandy's next attack probably going to have like a little halo above Sandy's head. And basically, whenever Sandy shoots, it will, and hits an enemy, it'll make the enemy fall asleep, basically becoming stunned. Or maybe it'll be like Sandy's first gadget where they literally just fall asleep. However, if you damage them, they will wake up. So I don't know how useful this is going to be, especially since it's only for 1.5 seconds. If they increase the time to like 2.5 seconds, I could see this having better play than Sandy's first gadget. However, 1.5 seconds just isn't that long of a time. I mean, even a mid-range brawler, even a slightly shorter range brawler, after 1.5 seconds, they'll still be able to catch up. Now, I understand this is the length of a Frank Super, I believe. So Frank Super is a pretty long time. But then again, you can't even damage them, because if they do, they'll just wake up automatically. So it'll be like a Leon Super that's even worse. So I have no idea how good this gadget will be. Maybe it'll be underrated and I'm just BSing it too much, but I have no idea how good this is going to be. So yeah, maybe it'll be good, maybe it'll be bad. We'll have to wait and see. So guys, I've actually noticed my retention rate for all of you guys is pretty low, only about 3 minutes listened on average. So for each podcast now, I'm going to spice things up. So if you guys want to join the Discord server, you can answer the daily podcast question. So today's daily podcast question is, what is your favorite gadget in the entire game? So this doesn't have to be useful, it doesn't have to be efficient, it just has to be your favorite. For example, my favorite gadget in the entire game has gotta be Gale's jump pad star power. There's just so many funny things you can do with it. It's not necessarily good. You actually get there faster if you don't use the jump pad, which is hilarious. But it's just so funny when in the entire showdown lobby is just teaming with you and you're all jumping on the jump pad, and suddenly you face it backwards, jump into the storm, voila, everyone dies. So I really, really love this gadget. So yeah, I'm really glad Gale's getting a new gadget in here. So let me know in the Discord server, the link's in the description, podcast description. Let me know what is your favorite gadget inside of all of Brawl Stars. So that's the daily podcast question. Hopefully you guys have some episode ideas for me so I can continue to create podcast episodes every single day with you guys to entertain you guys. So yeah, thank you for that segment. Let's keep going with all the gadgets. Alright guys, so moving into the next half, we have Leon gets a new gadget. So Leon's new gadget is Leon drops his lollipop to create an invisibility area for him and his teammates. So it looks like he's just going to drop a lollipop. So we all know that Leon chews a small lollipop inside his mouth, and he's going to drop this lollipop to create an invisibility spell area for him and his teammates. We don't know the exact range, but it's probably going to be about the range of an Ems super, I presume. And this is actually going to be very, very useful, as he can use this 3 times whenever he wants, just like a Sandy super. So this is going to make Leon even better in 3v3 and making him see more play in 3v3, as Supercell has recently buffed a lot of things to make him better in 3v3 game modes. So yeah, I think this gadget is definitely going to help him out, and yeah, it just might create a lot better usage and be more efficient than his, I think it's called clone projector gadget. So yeah, I think this gadget will be pretty good for Leon and most likely going to be the better gadget. So guys, moving on to the next brawler, we are going to get a gadget to Edgar. So Edgar is going to get a shield that blocks the next 2,000 damage dealt to him. The shield gets weaker over time. So basically, it's just going to be, I think it's going to be 2,000 damage immunity shield, I believe. So after someone deals 2,000 damage to Edgar, Edgar is going to actually start taking damage. So yeah, this is definitely a very, very strong gadget. Just, I don't know why they added it to Edgar. Maybe it would be called like Scarf Protection or something. But still, to Edgar, that is my question. Because they could have done a lot of stuff with Edgar. But this is not what I had in mind, because this, even though it's a really good gadget, it still might not be better than his Let's Fly gadget, which basically just gives him a free super, and if you play it right, gives him a free kill. So I don't really know why they chose to add this gadget, but again, gadgets are gadgets. We'll have to wait and see what this gadget is going to be like. So guys, moving on to the next brawler, we have a new gadget for Rico. So Rico's next gadget is, for the next basic attack, each time a projectile bounces, Rico will be healed for 300 health. Wow. Okay, I did not expect this at all, because he doesn't even have to hit an enemy to get this health. He could just bounce it off a wall and instantly get like what? Maybe it's gonna be like 2,000 health, 3,000 health, maybe even. So yeah, this gadget is going to be incredibly strong, in my opinion, because not only is his bounce shots going to get super powered, OP, with Super Bouncy and this gadget, but if he's ever in a tough situation with Robo Retreat and Showdown, he could literally just shoot at a wall and gain back almost 2,000 health, and then maybe he'll shoot at the enemy and kill him. We have no idea how powerful this gadget will be, but it's looking like a very strong gadget. Maybe we'll be seeing a Rico meta? ? So yeah. this definitely will be a pretty strong gadget for Rico. So yeah, moving on to the next brawler, we have a new gadget for Lou. So all enemies inside Lou's super area get an extra 50% snow cone mark. Wow, okay. This, if you don't know what a snow cone mark is, it's that little like snowflake thing at the top, at the left side of your character health. And basically, if you get filled up, that meter gets filled up, you are going to get stunned by Lou. So this is going to be massive. Not only will this be good on the Ike bot, which will make Lou even more stronger in Siege, but it's also just going to be good as paired up with its Hypothermia star power, which recently got another buff, if you saw my Balance Changes podcast. So this gadget might pair really well with all the buffs Lou has been getting, especially this new gadget. I really, really think Lou is going to be a very strong brawler inside of the meta. So yeah, definitely, definitely love this gadget idea. It's going to be a very strong gadget paired with the right star powers. So yeah, moving into the final gadget that we're getting today, it is going to be for Pam. So the gadget description is, for Pam's next attack, each hit on enemy brawlers remove 25% of their maximum ammo. Pam reclaims 50% of the stolen ammo to herself. So not only will this remove 25% of the opponent's metal ammo, but it'll also give Pam 50% of the ammo to herself. So this is actually going to be pretty good, because if they just hit, four little bolts, it's going to give Pam so much ammo and take away all of the ammo for the enemy brawler. So yeah, I mean, this is going to be a very, very solid gadget for Pam. I cannot wait to see this in action. It looks like a really not only fun gadget, but it looks like a strong gadget as well. And it might have been better than Pam's first gadget, because you require a super. But yeah, for now, that's going to be the end of this episode, but we're not ending it here because this is on Reddit and Reddit has replies, so we are going to read some of the comments. So this first one is, Lou's gadget will be very good with his second star power, especially that it got massively buffed. So this is exactly what I'm saying. Hypothermia with Lou's new gadget is going to be very, very strong. Next one is from, I'm not sure how I feel about Leon's gadget. Reply from this is, same. I mean, it is basically a mini Sandy super, but I think it's way better than his first gadget. Definitely, definitely agreed. So Cosmic Tempest replied to this saying, yeah, to me it seems to be as if you can't actually know where the invisibility area is if you're on the other team, unlike Sandy Super, which is a big sandstorm. So then back to Mr. Kurosh, we'll just have to wait and see how it looks with the sneak peeks. So everyone's super excited about this. So yeah, definitely pretty cool. So then, moving on, we can see the next reply. If I read that right, Pam can make you have no ammo to shoot after she uses her gadget. So from Greatest Spread, he replies saying, yeah, you would lose 2 1/4 ammo and she'd get 1 1/8 back. Doesn't seem too strong. So 25%, and then someone basically corrected him saying 25% of their maximum, you'd be down to nothing in 4 hits. Exactly what I'm saying. You only need to hit 4 bolts and then they're gone and you get so much ammo. So yeah, this gadget seems very, very strong. And then Greatest Spread replied saying, oh, thanks for the correction. Yeah, that does seem a little bit overpowered. So yeah, definitely this gadget seems very, very strong. So this next one is from Elite Ninja 6. So they're saying Rico is going to be absolutely busted in a very good way. So yeah, THE says, shit, gotta heal, starts attacking walls. And then Vishvathana says, hits gadget before that. So yeah, that is really, like I said again, all of these replies are basically in the same mindset as I am. It's just all of these gadgets seem really, really strong. And more people are just saying Rico and Pam's gadget are going to be really, really OP. And yeah, someone says, Malcat5 says, a living cactus and a humanized crow also seems real. Patient Release 4106 says, yep, it's Brawl Stars. Rex002 says, 16 bullet shots doesn't kill a wrestler also seems real. So yeah. There's more gadgets, there are more people complaining that there's no Jackie or BB gadget, or Ems, or Surge, and then now with that Surge, they're just saying there's no other gadget that could be better than that teleport. So as you can see, all of these brawlers are just, all of these Redditors are just saying basically the same things I was saying. All of these gadgets are going to be pretty, pretty strong. So yeah, you know, I think this is the right way to end off today's episode. I hope you guys got something out of this, got some new sneak peek ideas, and hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. And remember, you're all born a brawl. Thank you guys. Bye.